Shalom, shalom, damn it, this is Rabbi Saul Solomon of Temple Sons of Bitches in Great Neck, New York, and I am here on this wonderful Dave's Gone By program to talk about music. Now, they say that music is a universal language, that it is for everybody, but I don't know. When Christmas time comes around, and I hear everywhere I go the Christmas carols, the Verstunkene carols in every Kmart, in every Walmart, in every grocery store, in every elevator, I just want to take an Uzi and shoot people. But then I take a medicine or two, and I calm down, and I think, look, it's just music. It's pretty songs. It's nice entertainment. Maybe there's another side to this. So I thought that I would give a call to a man who is in charge of something called American Christmas Classics. Christmas carols into like this compact disc thing, and there's a book with it, and it's a pretty package. And the whole thing is that he gives the explanation of where these songs came from and what they mean, and going all the way back to hymns from the Middle Ages right till almost now. Am I getting all this, Mr. Clancy?
You're getting that absolutely right, Rabbi.
Oh, thank you so much. So tell me, what gave you this idea to take this horrible music and make it into something nice?
Well, for me, it's great music. That's because I was raised in a Catholic orphanage as a kid, and I went to a midnight service when I was 6 years old and heard these wonderful carols being sung by these nuns, and in addition to hearing songs in downtown Philadelphia, shopping with Villanova students who took the orphan boys out for the day.
Uh-huh.
I heard all the secular classics, and that music has stayed with me through all the years. But I agree with you, to a certain degree, the music has been somewhat bastardized over the years, the way they market the stuff.
Well, what song most stayed with you? What hymn did the nuns do that was so, like, oh, that reached you, that went into your soul and pulled you up by your pupik?
Well, we had a Deste Fidelis, Silent Night, O Come Emmanuel, which is Veni Emmanuel.
Oh, that's dirty. That's a dirty one. I don't like that one.
Is that right? But why would you say that? It's dirty.
Oh, maybe I've been spelling come wrong. But anyway,
yeah.
So we grew up into manhood and out of the orphanage. I'm sorry to hear about that whole parent thing.
I'm not sorry for my days there. I thought I was very fortunate under those circumstances. Because I was raised, I actually spent, my mother actually took us out of the orphanage for 2 years, and they were the two most miserable years of my entire life.
Why was she such a terrible bitch?
Yeah, she was not a one who was able to take care of her children, as simple as that. My brothers and I, we ran away from home to go back to the orphanage. That's how things, were. But listen, I don't want to go into that.
No, it's okay. It's totally, hey, it's all open here. We're all free people. That's the beautiful thing about America. I'm a rabbi who can talk about Christmas music, and you're an orphan who can talk about getting the hell away from your mother. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's in fact, somebody asked me yesterday, what was the best Christmas gift I ever got? And I thought about that. I said, I never thought about what was the best Christmas gift I ever got. I said, all I can remember really is the one Christmas we spent with my mother, where there was one toy for the entire for six kids. And I said, anything after that would have been a great gift. So
Well, what made you create a gift that you did? Because you can explain a little bit about what you have done with American Christmas Classics and the Millennium Collection. It isn't just like a CD. It isn't just a book. It's a whole regular here. Tell.
What I tried to do is I wanted to raise Christmas music above the mundane, okay? I did not want this to be a me-too product, go down to the nearest store and buy a $5 cassette, and you think that's great Christmas music, because a lot of that stuff is, pardon me, it's junk. But I wanted essentially classical recording artists, and I want to be able to tell the stories behind the music and also to provide great art as part of the same package. And I also wanted to give credit where credit is due. In terms of American Christmas classics, I was trying to look at the entire history of American Christmas music and who has made contributions to that repertoire. As it turns out, as I learned, through the research, is that a number of Jewish songwriters have made the greatest contributions in the secular realm to Christmas.
Finally, this gets interesting. Oh, boy. Tell me. Like Irving Berlin, who else? Who are the Yidlach?
Oh, not only Irving Berlin, we also had Mel Torme, you know, and his friend Robert Wells, which is an anglicized name. Robert Wells is Jewish as well. They're the ones who were very instrumental.
He's Jewish as Wells. A little punk play on words there.
You know, they were instrumental in essentially creating the Christmas song, you know, chestnuts roasting over an open fire.
Oh, and wasn't it supposed to be Blintzes and they changed it?
I don't think so, but then you had Sammy Kahn and Jill Stein, you know, they did Let Us Know, Let Us Know, Let Us Know, plus the Christmas waltz, with which they composed specifically for Frank Sinatra. And then you have Johnny Marks, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In addition to that, he composed A Holly Jolly Christmas, as well as Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
So these are almost like half the famous Christmas songs that we know were written by my people.
Now, the most famous secular Christmas songs in America were done by your songwriters.
Yes, yes, okay. God damn it. We are our own worst enemy. I've always known that.
And then you had Mitchell Parrish. He wrote the lyrics for Sleigh Ride. You know, he has a his name is anglicized as well, and
I didn't know that. The guy who wrote Stardust was
exactly.
Oh my God! Yeah. And you know, we made Jesus too. He was ours.
That's right.
Then you people took him. I don't know why. What happened with that? So let me ask: how come you have so many of these songs that you mentioned on the CDs here? Everything from Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, done by Willie Nelson. You've got the Mormon Tabernacle Choir doing Sleigh Ride. They seem like a bunch of fun people to put on a sleigh. Let me tell you, Frosty the Snowman, done by Gene Autry. But why don't you have Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
I'm sorry, that particular song. I was actually looking for the what I consider the classic recordings and so forth. That goes beyond what I was trying to do.
What about Donnie and Marie? Didn't they do a Christmas song? Where's that one?
Donnie and Marie are not in this collection. Again, I'm looking for the classics. You know, you take Irving Berlin, White Christmas. Who else is best known for singing that song? The story is about him and Bing Crosby.
Oh, actually, that's
it's not about John Dell or Mary Smith. So I'm not going to get dirt recordings of this song. And the same thing goes with the Christmas song with Nat King Cole and Mel Torme and the boys. The story is Nat King Cole, you know, Mel Torme went over to Nat's home and said, Nat, I'd like you to sing the song for us. And they worked it out from there.
Nat King Cole there on Dave's Gone By with a Christmas song that's from the Millennia Collection, the whole American Christmas Classics package, a book and CD put together by Ron Clancy, who is the guest of Rabbi Saul Solomon. Let's go back to them now. Well, let me ask you, your opinion, speaking of the stories, what are your favorite stories of how some of these, one or two of these songs came to be? Were there any really interesting or funny or...
Well, no, there's some interesting ones. Actually, there's one that's not in American Christmas Classics, but it's in one of my other volumes, Best Loved Christmas Carols. You take O Holy Night, which a lot of Christians love, O Holy Night.
That happens to be a lovely song. I hate to say it, but it is.
But the composer of the music was Jewish.
Yes! I knew it! I hated the words, but the melody is gorgeous.
It was Adam. He did the ballet Giselle, and the fellow who wrote the lyrics, his name was Placide Capel. He was a wine merchant, and he wrote these lyrics, and he went to his friend Adam and said, you know, could you write the music for this? And it turns out that the church elders did not like this carol initially. And I wonder if it had more to do not so much with the carol, but because the fellow who wrote the lyrics renounced his faith, and secondly, the fellow who wrote the music was Jewish. So I'm just speculating. You know, that could have been
done. Speaking of Jewish, I know it doesn't belong in this Millennium Collection of the American Christmas Classics, but do you have any favorite Hanukkah songs, or why is it so much harder to write a classic Hanukkah song? Only a couple of this dreidel, and then there's the comedian, what was his name, who did from Saturday Night Live, he did the Hanukkah song. That's it! How come?
Well, the thing is, remember the first year, I was raised a Catholic, so my tendency is to be more on the religious side.
Fair enough.
But I also have, you know, I make, you know, Christmas is both religious and secular holiday, you know, and to me, you know, you celebrate both aspects of the holidays. You don't try to eclipse one with the other, and the thing is that because of that, is there's no such thing, there's no such inclusion in terms of Hanukkah as being part of the, you know, the collection. However, I do mention, you know, the fact that Jewish songwriters have made important contributions to the American Christmas repertoire, okay, which is part of our history. And I said, perhaps maybe that's, you know, their way of honoring Hanukkah. I don't know what their motivations are, but all I know is that they've done some tremendous stuff here, and they should be acknowledged for that.
Maybe. I don't really know the reason for that either. I know also why it's just so hard to write I didn't mean so much why you left them off the CD.
What's interesting about that, here you have all these wonderful... by the way, the writers, the songwriters of the 30s, 40s, and the Tin Pin Alley guys, they wrote some great stuff.
Oh, of course.
Aside from the Christmas stuff, they wrote a lot of great songs out there. You mentioned Stardust. I mean, that's a great song. You know, that's a great song, okay? And it's been one of my all-time favorites, especially the way Nat King Cole sings the song. But, you know, I sometimes wonder, based upon your question here, you know, why some of the Jewish songwriters didn't turn around and write some songs for Hanukkah. I don't know.
That is a damn good question. Thank you, Ron Clancy, for asking that. How about, I'm going to have a couple of is there maybe a Kwanzaa album that works? Maybe Ice Cube could write something like, I'm going to kick your ass for Kwanzaa, kind of a thing.
No, that's beyond me, I'll tell you.
Under the Festivus bush, I will plug you full of holes, you son of a bitch. That's the first line of it, I think.
Well, listen, by the way, there's one other Jewish fellow that was involved with one of our other carols.
Who that?
That was Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Who wrote that?
Felix Mendelssohn did the music.
That's right. He was a Jewish composer boy. He was.
Yeah, he converted to Christianity, but the thing was, he was Jewish, right?
Yes.
So he composed the music, by the way, not for a carol. He composed it for the 400th anniversary of the invention of the printing press for a Gutenberg festival in 1840, 101 years after the lyrics for Hark the Herald Angels Sing was composed as a poem.
Now, that is what I meant by interesting stories. That is so cool that they were so far apart from each other. It's like that great Christmas song by the Pogues, where, are you familiar with the Fairy Tale of New York? I doubt it, but
it's
a classic Shane McGowan song, and Kirsty MacColl, and they sing, and they're drunk, and they're horrible and poor, and it's a great, wonderful duet, except they sang it in completely different countries at the time, and they put it together. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have to get it. It's a modern classic. If you ever do a sequel to this, it should be on there, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I certainly will consult with you on that, by the way.
Let me ask you.
I spoke today with a fellow down in the South, and he said, you know, he wants to help me to do another edition for strictly African-American songs. And
oh.
I said, well, if somebody's willing to pay the cost of research, I would consider that, certainly.
And if someone would pay me, I would research it.
Well, the thing was, my research is nobody would pay me at all.
Well.
These books came out of my, you know, I paid for the printing and the publishing of these books because no publisher wanted to do American Christmas classics. And you know why?
Why?
Because there's 172 clearances you need to make that product. That means all the copyrights, the recordings, all the copyrights for the printed lyrics, and all those images. Do you think the folks from Norman Rockwell are giving their images for free? No.
I have to say that the book is very beautifully done. It's a full color, like everything looks like a Courier and Ives print. It's a lovely book that comes with a 3-CD set from Millennium Classics, and it's a Sony Music special product. So, you know, Sony is not some fly-by-night, run-in-the-mill goyish thing. It's a real good Sony kind of a thing, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I was glad I met Dave Lefkowitz there in New York. When I met him in New York, I said to myself, he's a Jewish fellow, but I said, you know what? We have Jewish contributions to this repertoire, you know, so let's talk to him and see what we can do about this and see if I can get on his radio program. And thank God he got me introduced to you, Rabbi, and our stories out there.
And I think that's wonderful and that's terrific. I have one more question for you.
Go ahead.
Over the River and Through the Woods. We were always taught that was a Thanksgiving song, but it's not, is it? Or is it?
I don't even know what song that is.
Over the river and through the woods, to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows, you know, come on.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You're whoa.
I don't know. There's a lot of songs I don't know about. I just know some of the Christmas classics. That's what I concentrate on.
Oh, my goodness. We were taught that back in Hebrew school. It was a secular Thanksgiving song because it was, you know, about pudding and eating and going down in a sleigh and taking grandma and, you know, bringing her to the hospital to check on her Alzheimer's. It's a lovely old song. But then I saw the actual real lyrics, and it's really a Christmas tune. I'm surprised you never heard of it.
There's a lot of things I don't know, okay? There's a lot of things I do know, and hopefully the folks who are listening to you, Rabbi, are going to say, hey, that's pretty interesting stuff we have here. Let me take a look at it.
Well, how can they get the whole package, the Christmas classics and the book? It's all together in one thing. How can people get it?
Very simply, they go online, www.christmasclassics.com. www.christmasclassics.com. Or they can call a toll-free telephone number, which is 866-552-7742. Again, that's 866-552-7742. And by the way, there's a sale going on for American Christmas Classics that normally sells for $59.95.
Gewalt!
However,
you rich goyim, yeah?
It's on sale for $39.95. Remember, there's three CDs in that set. In fact, that is the most. That's the most expensive American Christmas music product ever made.
Oh, expensive means it's good, because this is America.
Because of the 47 songs in that collection, 34 are copyright protected, and that means I have to pay royalties on 34 of those songs just to print the lyrics in the book, not to mention the royalties they get for the recordings of that. Of their particular song. So,
well, you have done a really, I have to say, and I know I'm biased, I'm even racist a little bit, but you have done a wonderful job. It's a lovely package, and the CDs and the music is well chosen, and it's lovely for the crap that it is. But I'm kidding. I kid because I hate. This is Rabbi Sal Solomon. I'm so happy to talk to Ron Clancy of ChristmasClassics.com, right? So if
thank
people
you.
Can go.
Thank Rabbi, and shalom, I guess you might say, and happy holidays and happy Hanukkah. I understand happy Hanukkah is on the
Perfect.
Same day as Christmas this year.
It is, and thank you so much. Happy holidays to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Bye.